Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. This is The Diary, the talk show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. And I'm its host, Stacey F. Johnson, and I am working this afternoon trying to do what I love the most is make people smart and make them more informed so they can have more power. And that's what we're talking about today, is some of the universal laws, or are some of the universal laws, and how they apply and how Jesus applied them in his teaching and his speaking, and speaking and teaching. You know, it's really important that you know that I tend to take this a little more seriously than I had in the past, but yet make it fun. So again, this is The Diary, the association's weekly talk show where we try to give moms and all people everywhere who care to listen a upswing on what's real. And as the end of the year comes by, more and more people are doing and saying stupid stuff. It's just because they're not informed and they have no spiritual grounding. They don't really know who they are. So they're letting the world dictate what they do. And it's end up in a really big mess. And that's not the way God intended the world to go. So what we're talking about today is number 8 of the universal laws. Because it doesn't make a difference what order that you take it. Because they all work in unison. They all work together. And they all work together for your good. Last week I went too long, so I didn't really complete as everything as I'd like to. So this week I want to balance myself a little more and stay on point and stay on what we really want to talk about, which is law number 8, and how Jesus applied it in his teaching and how his apostles applied it after him, and that these things are real, and the law number 8 is the perpetual transmutation of energy, which basically says that the power to change is in. I left my little ice cream. Now I got here. The power to within to change, the power within us, we have the power within us to change our situation, basically. And that's what law number 8 says, is that, again, it's the perpetual transmutation of energy. And transmutate means to move and to transfer. And as that energy comes in you, you transfer the negative stuff, and you transfer any negative energy for positive energy. And basically, like all John Wayne always won because he wore a white hat and the black hat always lost. There's really some seriousness behind that because it's a proven fact that that energy, positive energy, is more powerful than negative energy. So good basically overtakes people. So if you have a lot of evil in your life, you need to replace it with a bunch of good. And eventually, over time, that good will take over the evil, and then you will transmutate all of your evilness into goodness, and that is what the perpetual transmutation of energy is all about. And that's what Jesus taught in the various different forms and ways and parables and the ways that he lived and what he taught, what he told his homeboys to say after he left, and just his life. So that's what we're talking about today. And also, we are going to be talking towards the end to single moms to say, you know, I was a single mom, and I was a single mom a long time ago, and I was a single mom that basically had it going on. I could do whatever I wanted to, but I chose to slow my roll so I could give my children a foundation and a grounding and some discipline so they could have something to hold on to when this world tries to tear their asses apart in 2012. If you don't do that for your children, it's going to be all bad. So at the end of the show, we're going to try to make sense of all of that. Single moms, you know, get help wherever you need it. We're here to help. Get some life skill training, because if you have that kid everywhere with no discipline at a very young age, you're going to regret it when he gets older, and especially if he's a boy. And now I have some cred. I have some street cred, and I got 2 sons that aren't perfect, but in the big scheme of things, we did a really good job together. And I want that for everybody, mommy and stuff. So that's what we're talking about today. So let's see. We want to start by, there's a couple of scriptures, and like every great and good person that teaches religion, you know, teaches spiritual principles. You don't want to say religion. Teaches spiritual principles and wants them to stick. They have a spiritual background or spiritual reference from the Bible. So, you know, this was real easy to do. I mean, get a concord a couple words and pull out the truth. And that's what you really want. And the truth is what you and God come to the conclusion of when you are sitting alone with God. That's the truth. And God, real truth is truth. So whether it's me sitting alone with God or you sitting alone with God, as long as you sit alone with God and read his word, he will reveal the truth to you. And why do I do this? Because after being raised Catholic, a whole bunch of money my parents invested in my spirituality and making sure I was a good person, they spent a lot of money on it, thinking that was the way to go back then, 12 years of private school and stuff, and I believed in Jesus and everything he did, and I never saw anybody that believed in Jesus like that, and making anything happen other than raping boys, and just not power. So I went to, as I got older with the kids, I went to the Baptist church. And, of course, they let me down because, man, you know, my, that was it. When the pastor tells somebody to get an abortion, and she comes to me because I got a women's program because she needs pads. And, well, lo and behold, but, you know, pastor told me how to get an abortion. I was like, well, wait a minute. I don't care what denomination you are, you don't tell the kids to get an abortion. If that's the case. What is the GOP? But what are you doing, huh? So I was pretty much done, and I wanted to find my home with what is Jesus. And so I didn't want to lose my Jesus that my parents taught, because I knew in some way somehow that Jesus was really real. And these other Jesuses out here with churches that you can go to 3-4 times a week, they're not Jesus, because Jesus wouldn't tell somebody an abortion. Jesus wouldn't be shuffling around people's emails and taking correspondence from people just wanting to be messy that ain't even members of churches, and it's just mess, and if it's mess, Jesus ain't in it. And so I said, okay, but in my trials and my tribulation, and me coming to the realization that this thing called the secret and all of that, law of attraction, all that stuff, well, let me try that, too. Man, there you go, start working. So I'm like, okay, I can't lose my Jesus. I mean, they were like, you know, I told you Jesus ain't real. Jesus don't preach that. Jesus don't do this. And so I said, Jesus, do you preach this? Because I don't want to lose you. Because you don't work and this does. And bingo, me and Jesus got it hooked up to work. And what I've been doing is researching, and Jesus teaches the law of attraction. Jesus teaches the perpetual transmutation of energy, that you have the power within you to change, and that wealth, health, poverty, and wealth, they all come from one source. And if you think about it, the higher frequency is wealth, the lower frequency is poverty. So if you continually think on poverty, a poverty mentality, even on your situation, they say that. If you let your inside dictate what, in our inside, to dictate what's on our outside. If we continue to let that happen, and that's what we're going to continue to get. But Jesus, and even before Jesus, and I got some scripture from Psalms that say, you know what, confess the power of God, first of all. And that goes back to law number one. And then Psalm, we're going to go to Psalm 68:35. That's the first one we're going to read. Confess the power of God, whose majesty protects Israel. And Stacey and Fred and Chris and Jesse and Elijah and whoever considers themselves a child of God is this people. Whose power is in the sky? Power is in the sky. Awesome is God in his holy place. The God of Israel who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. So that's a couple of them all in that 35 to 36. Couple of the universal laws in that alone, and I wrote it down so you could go back and read them because we got them all. Psalms 68:35. Confess the power. That's law number one, because you have to understand that you are God and God is in you and you're in God. So if you confess that, boom, you satisfied law number one in that. Number two, whose power is in the sky? Well, that covers universal laws number four and number two. Number two says, that everything in the universe moves, vibrates, travels in such a pattern. Same principle. The vibration in the physical world applies to our thoughts, feelings, desires, and wills in the etheric world, not in the spirit. When you're ethereal, oh, she's so ethereal, that means she's just spiritual, and you're ignorant, and you should try to be ethereal. Okay, so that satisfies number two. It says whose power is in the sky. In the sky is in the spirit, right? So, yeah, that satisfies number two, and also number four, which is the law of correspondence. This law states that the principles and laws of physics that explain the physical world, which is energy, light, vibration, motion, have the corresponding principles, again, in the universe. So that, even before Jesus was putting down gospels, that's where he gets it from. The laws of the universe had been known to man 3,000 years before Jesus even showed up on the earth. Church keeps you from knowing, because church focuses on the breaking of the laws, where the laws of the universe focus on the benefit of the law. You continue to focus on what church is teaching you. You're focusing on the breaking of the law, which is sin, and that's all church focuses on. That's why they try not to have gay people be married, or women not to have abortions, because they're focusing on what they claim is sin of somebody else, not even their own. You know, Jesus talks about that. Psalms 68:35 covers all the laws. And again, the last part of this is gives us the power and strength to his people. So that's what the perpetual transmutation of energy is, that you can transfer your bad power into good power if you believe. Okay, so that's from Psalms. Number two. We're going to go to 2 Peter 1:30. His divine power has been bestowed on us. His power has been bestowed, and everything that makes for life and devotion. Okay, so we're going to go to 2 Peter 3. And again, this is the transmutation of energy, meaning power. There's a power within us to change the conditions of our life. That if we are living in current poverty, if we focus on wealth, which is the opposite, the higher of those two frequencies, the everything comes from one source, that all-encompassing, all-wonderful, all-everything God that we know from law number one. That we share everything that he has, he's given and put inside of us, and we have to unleash it by using his laws. If we don't use his laws, yeah, the opposite somewhere in the Bible, we'll look at the opposite of the law is the curse. Yeah, you curse when you go against the laws of the universe. So if you're going against, if you're letting somebody tell you that outside circumstances determine what you can have, then you're going against law number eight. You're going against the perpetual transmutation of energy law. You're saying that, no, God, somebody is better than God, because God tells me everything I need. I can transform by thinking and knowing that I have the power within to transform any situation that I'm currently in. That's the law. That's the law. And if I don't follow the law, then I live under the curse. So any situation that you're in, if you're living in a motel, you can get out of it just by walking down the street. But if you think that somebody else has to dictate how you live and what you do, and you think that somebody else has to tell you what's up, and you need help from somebody else, then you're going to need help from somebody else. And there's not going to be anybody else to help. But when you realize that you can transform whatever you don't have into the things that you do need, because you follow law number eight, which is a part of law number one that says God is within me and God is the creator. And if he's the creator and I can transform this shitty situation into a positive one that smells like roses, then I'm going to figure out how I can do it. And Jesus told you how. So 2 Peter 1:3. I'm going to read the whole thing because it talks about fake churches too and how they keep you from knowing the truth. 2 Peter 1:3. The power of God's promise. Got it. His divine power was bestowed on us. Everything that makes for life and devotion. And I stopped with life and devotion. Life is what you want. Life is loving you. When you love life, you love you. You love that's more like what you want in your life. What's life to me? Helping people, running my own business, helping single moms, having a very good love relationship. Well, that's life to me. Those are the things that I want. So right now, God says, God gives me everything for that and devotion. What's devotion? I have the ability to love what God wants. Life is loving what I want. I can love myself. Life, I can love myself. Devotion, I can love what God loves. So he's saying right here in 1st, 2nd Peter or whatever, there's everything. Okay, that makes for life and devotion. Through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and power. So, yeah, he calls you when you reach out because he knows he's a gentleman. He's not going to force you to love him and to learn about him. But he's going to call all of us if we listen. Through these, he has bestowed on us the precious and very great promises so that through them, we may come to share in the divine nature after escaping from the corruption that is in the world because of evil desire. Because you didn't have an education, and so you got to put your mama in the back room and steal her money, and that's evil desire, that's corruption. Okay? For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, virtue with knowledge, knowledge with self-control with endurance, endurance with devotion, devotion with mutual affection with love. If these are yours and increase in abundance, they will keep you from being idle or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone who lacks them is blind and straight and foresighted, forgetful of the cleansing of his past sins. Therefore, the cleansing of his past sins to me sounds like that we have the power to change. If we can cleanse, cleansing is an activity, right? And therefore, brothers, be all the more eager to make your call and election firm, for in doing so, you will never stumble or in this way, entry into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly provided for you. Which means, if you take what Jesus told you and live it, okay, he says, supplement your faith. So if you believe in Jesus, because most of us do, because all of us go to church on Sunday, supplement it with virtue. Virtue with knowledge, knowledge with self-control with endurance, endurance with devotion, devotion with mutual affection with love. If these are yours and increase, something has to change. For it to increase, it has to change over. If I got more yes tomorrow than I have today, something happens. So Jesus teaches, this is law number 8, you have the power within. If you do this, because I'm teaching you, because I'm Jesus, and that's why I'm here, this his divine power has been disposed, because I started talking crap. See, I'm going to read it through again. And this is, again, 2 Peter 1:3, the exhortation of Christian values. See, this is what real Christian values is, people that try to tell me that gossip and cultism is Christianity, which is not. The power of God's promise, his divine power, has bestowed on us everything that makes for life and devotion through knowledge of him who called us by his glory and his power. Through these, he has bestowed on us precious and very great promises so that through them we may come to share in the divine nature. After escaping, so you have to escape all, I mean, that's an action word. After you have escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of evil desire, for this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue. Virtue is knowledge. Knowledge is self-control, endurance, endurance, devotion. Devotion with mutual affection with love. These are yours. If these are yours, That means you're going to have to make a conscious effort, I guess, to make those yours. If these are yours and increase in abundance, they will keep you from being idle or unfruitful in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone who lacks them is blind and short-sighted, forgetful of the cleansing of his past sins, even though it was yesterday. Therefore, be all the more eager to make your call and your election firm. For in doing so, you will never, ever stumble. For this is the way. For this is the way. Entry into eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll be richly provided for you. This is the diet. And I'm going to take a break. I'm going to play the love factor because I love Jesus does too. That perpetual transformation, transmutation of energy. We have the power within us if we so choose. Jesus taught it. Jesus lived it. He left it for us. Don't let nobody trick you. Next up is 2 Timothy 3. Right?
Almost certain nobody would want to go from being
very, very wealthy to being poor. So, you know, everything comes from one source, and we have to understand that the more we focus on the higher energy, we will have the higher things in life. So we're talking about, let's see, next. I want to finish up that, you know, the religion kind of thing, religion says that, you know, we kind of need to choose between, you know, life and devotion. Are we going to devote, or you're going to be worldly, or are you going to devote to God? Well, you know, my Bible says, and 2 Peter says that God gives me everything for life, what I love, and devotion, what God loves. And I'm going to try to find out how to do that from people who focus on teaching me truth. You know, I think the church teaches that, you know, we have to choose. And anytime you feel you have to choose, there's a vision in your life. And the laws of the universe only work when there's harmony. If there's any type of division, you can't. That's why you have to have faith and you have to have undying faith. And you have to eliminate fear from every aspect of your life. And as long as church emphasizes fear, you know, what's going to happen if you don't do this, if you don't do that, that's implementing fear into your life. And anytime you have fear into your life, it's invited in your life. So I don't really like church. So when I started to really learn what the laws of the universe are really about, and then continue to read what Jesus is about, I made the connection. And yes, he does teach this. Yes, science is religion. They realized that a long time ago. But then somebody said, well, if we teach it this way, if we teach the power aspect, everybody will be Tony Robbins. Well, we want God's intention is for everybody to be Tony Robbins, not just Tony Robbins. God's intention is for everyone to be Joyce Meyer, not just Joyce Meyer. That's God's intention. But as long as we follow the crowd, and yeah, many are called, but few are chosen, be chosen. Now is the time that God really needs people that want to be chosen. So here we go, 2 Timothy 3. And this is the dangers of the last days, and it does at the very end tell us that, yes, you have the power within. He gives you the power, you have the power to change the conditions of your life. And for the dangers of the last days, there'll be a lot of people that try to trick you, to show you, or try to convince you you don't have that power. And we got 3 minutes. All right, we're going to try to read it in a minute. But understand this. There will be terrifying times in the last days. People would be self-centered, lovers of money, proud, haughty, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, irreligious, callous, incapable, slanderous, litigious, brutal, hating what is good, traitors, reckless, defeated, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. As they make a pretense of religion, but they deny its power, reject them. For some of these slip into homes and make captives of women weighed down by sins, led by various desires, always trying to learn, but never able to reach a knowledge of the truth. But they will not make further progress, for their foolishness will be plain to all for all to see. And 32nd, Paul's example and teaching. You have follow my teaching, way of life, purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecution, suffering, such as happened to me in Antioch. From yet all of these, the Lord delivered me. In fact, all who want to live religiously in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But the wicked people and charlatans will go from bad to worse, deceivers and deceived. But you remain faithful to what you have learned and believe. Because you know from whom you learned it, and from that infancy you know the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom, there we go, for salvation, for through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be confident, equipped for every good work. May you be equipped this week for every good work in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful week. I love you.